Hi, Sajun. It's Little Flower. I can't believe your answer to Mansur just now. I think it might actually be my answer also. First of all, I just wanted to tell you that I miss you terribly. When you said the words that you said to Nilu a few weeks back about doership, where you said, without a doubt in your mind, you realize nothing was ever done through the will of the mind and body. The mind and body become an instrument of the spirit, therefore the thinker is dumbfounded. It feels like there is nothing in the hands of the thinker as it was before, at least as it appeared before. Things move on smoothly. It was just our struggle of thinking that we're doing it as a thinker made it look like that. When I heard these words, Sajun, it really moved something in my core, and the words just kept repeating themselves to me. And it brought for me like the greatest sense of relief. And Sachin, that's the magic and the power of your words. I'll hear it, it'll move inside of me, and it's just a matter of time until it's proven to me. And last week I was driving to meditation on the way close to your house, and I just felt this incredible sense of everything being okay without a reason for it to be okay or not to be okay. And before, I always felt like I would do an assessment of my life and the well-being of my loved ones, and if we were all okay, then I felt that okayness. But I felt this no reason, like, okayness, and I felt that everything was okay, has always been okay, and will always be okay. And I just wanted to ask you, Sajjanam, I feel like you're teaching, your words teach an okayness without a cause. And I was wondering, Sajjan, if what I just read in terms of your words, if that is related to trust.
Yes, the trust is the beginning of it, is a point of contact. But once it is established in you, there is no question of trusting. It's just there is an okayness because you know that you never did anything, just doing happened through you, and the more you're relaxed, the easier the doing and saying and thinking takes their role. So when you feel okay for no reason, that is exactly where we want to go. To be grateful for no reason, be okay with no reason, be happy with no cause. That is the true happiness, when there is no cause. When there is a cause for our happiness, the next day the cause might move on. And we become unhappy. So, without a cause is very important. I remember in the writing, I Am I, in the end says there is no cause and there is no reason. These two sentences send me to my silence for 40 days. These two words, there is no cause and there is no reason. When you look at it this way, really, our life becomes a chain of happening. And because we realize this truth, it goes smoother than if we use our willpower or our suggestion part or thinking and all of that. But it takes incredible amount of maturity and realization to bring us to the point that we never moved. We never moved. We were always being, existence, and bliss. So all these pointers to release us, not to teach us. That's the beauty of it.
Sajun, there is such magic and power to your words that as soon as I feel it in my heart, like what I read, it bangs at my heart. And I know it's just a matter of days before I experience it for myself. And that's testimony to the magic and the power, Sajun. Thank you.
I give a lot of credit to your trust.